The first part of my presentation today will be on background checks. And some of us have been around for a while, and we figured the background check issue is there's nothing left to discuss. But this issue continues to evolve as we wrestle with things like the transgender status of our applicants, or whether or not the criminal record history that is 7 or 8 to 10 years old has anything to do with the job at hand, or whether we're facing a class action because we failed to give the proper notice before or after we took adverse action. We also face a very eager EEOC anxious to show us the light. So today, we're going to try to unravel some of the traps that we fall into when we hire employees now. The good news is the state of Texas loves to encourage employers to participate in background checks, either by giving information or by conducting the background check. Employers under the Texas Labor Code, Section 103, are given protection from civil liability for participating or in a background check, meaning giving information to a prospective employer about a former employee, unless there is clear and convincing evidence that the information provided by the former employer was false or made with malice or in reckless disregard for the truth. Now, this information, the Texas legislature says, can be broadly touching your opinion of the employee's attendance at work, his attitude at work, his effort or her effort and knowledge, behavior, and skills. So you can see a lot of stuff can be crammed into what you can give as a former employer if you're giving a reference as part of a background check.